Live from the River Cam.
The River Cam.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
So what I'll do is I'll take you over a rundown of who we've got. So this race is a combined division of M6 and W4. One of the groups will row first, and then there. So the one-minute cannon is the next cannon, or a marker cannon for the next race. So in M6, we have Selwyn, M4, being chased by Keyes, M4, then Robinson, M3. Magdalen, M4. My college, congratulations to them getting in with the getting on race. Good luck to them. Sydney Sussex, M3, and then Peterhouse, M3 at the bottom. It's quite a small division. W4 is a bit bigger. At the top, we've got Sydney Sussex, W2, Clare Hall, W1, Mary Edwards, W3, the Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall combined boat, W2, Clare, W3, Darwin, W2, Queen's, W3, Christ's, W3, King's, W2, Jesus, W4, Clare, W4, and at the bottom of that division, Churchill, W2. It should be a good race, so we've had the one-minute cannon. We're just waiting to hear the start cannon. So, Daisy's, in fact, there is a start cannon, so I'm going to throw down to Daisy, who's further up the river. Daisy, what can you see there?
Right. Yeah, I've just had the start cannon. I'm on the gut coming up to First Coast Corner, so currently can't see anyone, but I'm walking up to see what I can see, but they will have started because I've just heard the start cannon.
Fantastic. So with a race like this, because these are mixed boats, so some of them are keen boaties who are just in the low division, some of them are people who thought they'd give rowing a go in the summer along with their exams. So we're expecting a lot of bumps quite early on, although sometimes it surprises us and there's carnage further up the river. So we're really hoping for some carnage today, which is where you end up with boats everywhere in the river blocked. Obviously safe carnage, so we don't want anybody getting hurt. So Daisy, can you see any sign of Sydney Sussex?
Yes, they're coming up. Selwyn are coming up right now, right past me, followed by Keyes. They're quite close, I'd say, just over a length between them. You might be able to hear the bank parties like the class. Followed actually fairly closely by Robinson M3, but it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump there. They're quite far away at this point. From what I can see, Keyes might be gaining on Selwyn M4, actually. But currently no sign of Magdalen M4. Can't see them at all. Maybe there was a bump earlier on. Absolutely no sign of Magdalen. I can see another crew coming up now. And that's Christ. Oh, no, that's Peterhouse. So it looks like Sydney Sussex might have bumped Magdalen. It looks like there could have been a bump there. So Peterhouse is just running down past me, past First Post Corner. Bess, can you see anything yet?
I can't see anything yet, but I can see the bank parties just coming around grassy in the distance. So just to confirm there, we've had Sydney Sussex M3 bumping up on Magdalen M4. I can see Selwyn coming around. They're taking quite a wide line around grassy. These are definitely a less experienced crew. They haven't quite hit the bank, although it's pretty close, and they are being hotly pursued by Keyes, who are wearing a sort of golden green T-shirt, which isn't quite the normal Keyes colours, Keyes being black and turquoise. But Selwyn, looking like Keyes are catching up on them a bit, but Selwyn's still looking fairly strong, as I can see Robinson coming around the corner, still just about on station behind Keyes. I reckon coming up the power reach here, Selwyn's going to hold it at least into distance. Robinson aren't catching up on Keyes anytime soon. I think Peterhouse are going to have quite a lonely row over at the bottom. Daisy, has everyone gone past you now?
Yeah, definitely. Peterhouse is just staying at the grassy corner now, just rowing away. They're going to row over.
Okay, thanks, Daisy. So that means that the only competition here really is between Selwyn M4 and Keyes M4. Keyes have made up a lot of ground. They're down to about half a length on Selwyn as they're coming past me. Selwyn looking pretty good, actually. Their blades a little bit uneven coming out of the water. Keyes looking stronger. In fact, Keyes down to maybe a quarter of a boat length here. Really pushing hard. I think Keyes are going to go for the bump, going round Ditton and into the long reach. It's going to be a very long row. In fact, they almost got overlap. The whistles are starting to go. It's going to be tight going around Ditton Corner. Blades are hitting the bank. Oh, my goodness. I think there's going to be a bump, and there is a bump. Keyes have bumped up on Selwyn. The cops called it just going out of Ditton Corner. So that's it for M6. But as you can probably hear in the distance, the preparation cannon for W4 went off very soon, very recently. So if you stick with us on the river, we will be bringing you W4 as that sets off. But just to confirm what happened in M6 there, Selwyn at the top have been bumped by Keyes M4, Robinson M3 having a bit of a lonely row over, I think, as our Peter House at the bottom, because Morsham M4 were bumped by Sydney Sussex M4. So, Daisy, what did you make of that down at the start? How were the crews looking?
They were looking quite good, actually. Obviously, it seems like maybe Morsham M4 weren't doing so well since they got bumped so early. But, you know, Peterhouse were running over quite comfortably, and so were Robinson. Selwyn looked like they were holding their own from what I could see, but they must have got tired later down the course.
I think they did. It's definitely a very long course. But, Daisy, I just heard another cannon there. Was that the start cannon?
I think it might have been, or it could have been the one-minute cannon.
Okay, in which case, I will just take you through a little bit of what's going on further up the river as Daisy goes off to find out whether that was the start cannon or the one-minute cannon. Of course, there are up to 18 boats in a division. Obviously, in these lower divisions, there aren't that many. And they all start a length and a half away from each other in the water, held in place by the cop holding onto a chain attached to the bank so that no one gets too close to start off with. So a lot of bumps can be won and lost very early on in the race. But like we saw with M6 there, crews that get tired going through the course, it is a 2K course. It's pretty hard, particularly for the lower divisions who are less experienced rowers.
I just
there was definitely a good... Okay, so throwing over to Daisy at the start cannon for the W4 division.
Yep, so we just had the start cannon for W4. I'm just coming round the fifth one, so I think I'm going to be seeing the crews coming through any moment now. There will be Sydney Sussex W2, followed by Clare Hall W1, so I'm just going to see if I can see them. Currently can't hear any bank parties, but we'll just... They should be coming through any moment.
Okay, so just to take you over a quick rundown of this division again, at the top we have Sydney Sussex W2 followed by Clare Hall W1, Mary Edwards W3, the Lucy Cow Hughes Hall combined boat W2, Clare W3, Darwin W2, Queen's 3, Christ 3, King's 2, Jesus 4, Clare 4 and Churchill 2. So there are two Clare boats in this race. They're quite far apart, so I don't think we're going to get any college bumping, but that might happen in some other divisions. Daisy, can you find anything yet?
Yes, I can. I can see Sydney Sussex W2 rowing towards me, and it looks like Clare Hall might be actually quite close to them. There's definitely a lot of shouting going on. I can't hear any whistles yet. However, it looks like there could be some overlap soon as they come past me. Murray Edwards W2 quite a long way behind Clare Hall. However, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined boat do see me gaining on Murray Edwards as well. So now I can hear whistling for Sydney Sussex and Clare Hall. And it looks like there's massive metres between the boats. It looks like further down the course there could definitely be a bump there. Clare Hall are really, really pulling hard. You can see the determination in their faces. And I think there's actually overlap now around First Coast Corner. But also, Murray Edwards W3, they have... I just seen a bump in front of me. Murray Edwards W3 have just bumped Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined boat. We have even more boats coming up. I can see Declare W3 rowing with Darwin W2 about a length behind them. That could develop into something further down the course. So Hughes Hall and Lucy Cavendish have just pulled over, having bumped Murray Edwards W3. We've got Darwin following Clare W3. Still about a length between them. There's definitely whistling. Everyone's getting quite excited about that. It looks like maybe they could get some time around the corner. I think they're closing the gap, actually. Darwin W2 closing the gap on Clare W3. Next we have King's W2. That's who I can see next. Which means that Christ W3 must have bumped Queen's W3 further up the river, and I can see some boats pulled across. So we think that Christ W3 have bumped Queen's. So King's look like they might row over. That's King's W2 in front of me. And they're followed by Jesus W4, and there is no sign of Churchill W2 and Clare W4, so that implies that Churchill have bumped up on Clare W4. Beth, can you see anything yet?
I actually can't see anything yet there, Daisy. Just to take you through them again, we've got Lucy Cassie's Hall bumping up on Medwood's, Christ, probably bumping up on Queen's. And was that Clare bumping up on Jesus? I think it was.
Yeah, so that's the three bumpers.
Excellent.
That's
I can hear whistles. the whistles, but I can't see any bank parties coming around, which suggests that at the top, Clare Hall has pulled up very, very fast on Sydney Sussex. So I will keep an eagle eye out down the course to see what's happening there. But I've just spoken to a rower from Magdalen M4, and apparently the reason that they got bumped so early was because they crashed into the bank. So congratulations to them. A little bit of steering next time might be better. But I can't see any boats coming around the corner or hear any whistles, so I'm going to suggest that Clare Hall have bumped up on Sydney Sussex at the top of the division. Davy, can you see what's happened in the rest of the division? What happened between Darwin and Clare 3?
Between Darwin and Clare 3? No, I can't see that. They took the road right past me. I'm by all the crews that have bumped up at first place corner, but I'll run down and see if I can see what happened between Darwin and Clare.
Back to Beth.
They look like... I'm back to Beth.
I'm pretty sure that I can see Darwin and Clare 3 coming round Grassy Corner just now. Darwin hotly pursuing Clare. The whistles are going mad. So there's definitely been a bump at the top between Clare Hall and Sydney Sussex. Clare and Darwin, they're on the straight bit and they seem to have vanished, which means that I think there's been another bump. So I'm going to call that Darwin had bumped up on Clare W3, which means the first 8 boats have all been involved in a bump one way or the other. I reckon that means that King's W2 are going to row over and Churchill W2 are going to row over at the very bottom. Because unless there's an over bump for Churchill on King's, I think that's all the rowing that we're really going to see from this division. Is there anything that I've missed?
Yeah, just to clarify, I saw Jesus looking like they were about to row over and no sign of Churchill W2 and Clare W4, which means that Churchill might have bumped Clare W4 rather than rowing over Beth.
Okie dokie.
So you might see Jesus coming around any time soon.
Okay, I'll keep an eye out for them. The provisional results for the W4 division is a bump by Clare Hall W1 on Sydney Sussex 2 at the top. Mary Edwards W3 being bumped by the Lucy Cav Hughes Hall W2 boat. Clare and Darwin W3 and W2 bumping. Queens being bumped by Christ. Kings and Jesus, we think, probably rowing over. I can see Kings coming up now. They're looking quite tired, I'm not going to lie, but Jesus further behind them, really not looking like they're racing anymore. I think they're just rowing back, happy to not have been bumped, which means that Clare W4 were bumped by Churchill W2 at the very bottom.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Right, we're going to throw down to the river where we have Daisy, who has the confirmed results for the M6 and W4 divisions. Hello, Daisy.
Hello. Okay, so for the M6 division, we had Keys M4 bumping up on Selwyn M4, then Robinson M3 rowed over, Sydney Sussex M3 bumped up on Magdalen M4, and Peterhouse M3 rowed over. So going to the W4 results now, we had Clare Hall W1 bumped up on Sydney Sussex W2, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined W2 bumped up on Murray Edwards W3, Darwin W2 bumped up on Clare W3. Christ W3 bumped up on Queens W3. Kings W2 rowed over. Jesus W4 also rowed over. And finally, we had Churchill W2 bumping up on Clare W4.